Wayne Newton's got a very nice looking horse going around the first today. Wayne, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you up, mate. I think this looks very, very smart. Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. I'm good. Thank you very much.
This horse, Blackberry, had two trials. Yep. You ran it the other day at the Gold Coast. It never even looked like seeing the inside running rail. It drew 12. It just got shunted wide all the way, and I reckon it even finished up wider in the straight. It was enormous.
Yeah, it was about 7 wide coming around the corner and probably about 9 wide down the running, but anyhow, that's the way it goes.
On the day, did you think it was a real live chance that day? Did you back
it? I did think she was a chance on her jump out. We give her a couple of weeks before and informed her she jumped out and went enormous. And until the barrier draw came out, we were very, very confident. And then when the barrier draw came out, we were less confident. But I had owners coming down from Mackay who had booked their flights and everything like that. So it's pretty hard to scratch them, you know, when you have that happen. So, yeah.
What I found impressive looking at the replay was the fact it just never got on the track, and it just got wider coming for home and lost ground. And then it just put in and went to the line and only got beaten less than a length.
Yeah, I was very impressed with how she attacked the line. You know, like, she had every right to drop out of it and run last, but she just really picked up when Josh asked her to extend down the running. She really found and really stretched out to the line. I was very impressed with her.
Now, it had a couple of trials at Warwick Farm and Rose Hill and then came to you and Toowoomba. What was the story behind it?
She's a filly that was owned by Canningdown Stud at Warwick.
Yeah.
And they sent her down to Bjorn Baker down in Sydney. She had a couple of trials and sort of wasn't showing a lot, so they brought her home. And then I've got a few horses for Canningdowns, and I've been doing their farrier work for quite some years. And she was there in the paddock, and I just asked what they were doing with her, and they were sort of didn't really know. And I said, well, if you like, I'd like to give her a go because I really liked her. You know, as a yearling when they brought her home from the sales, and they were good enough to lease her to us.
Well, that's it. And you pulled her out of Doomba today in preference for here at Grafton.
Yeah. Well, Doomba was always a backup plan in case we drew badly at Grafton. You know, the number one preference was to come to Grafton and give her a shot at the good prize money, and the fact that she's a Bob's filly to try and get that bonus, and you know, it's probably going to be her only shot at the stumps at the Bob's because it's pretty late in the season now. So we'll give her a shot at this and see where we go from here.
Well, you drew the bleachers the other day. You've drawn the red marble, barrier one today, straight onto the paint.
Yes, can't get any better than one. As I say, that Barry One's the best, and it gets progressively worse from there. So the best thing about her is she's got that little bit of early speed. She'll put herself right up there on the bunny and hopefully be too strong.
Wayne, do you think you just want something to be the lure for you, to just park her in on the paint or one off the fence?
Yeah, if she can be parked sort of back one pair, you know, two lengths and a half off the lead, I think that'll be her best spot. You know, Josh said the other day, you know, in the moment that she wasn't going to get across, he just eased on her and she just give up, you know, just come straight back underneath him and just travel. So she's been very, very well educated, you know, before I got her, and, you know, with those two trials. So, you know, she's just push button, really.
How many have you got in working Toowoomba?
I've got seven there at the moment. So that's pretty much full stable for me. It's a truck full. So, you know, travelling backwards and forwards to the track, one truckload, that's enough. And then I go and do my real job.
That's right. Well, look, good luck today. This filly, on that first run, you look at some and think, yeah, hopefully it'll show something. But the thing I liked about her was she just never saw the fence and the way she went to the line. She put her head out and like a real racehorse to go to the line.
Yeah, for sure, Sean. Yeah. She really attacked the line. And, you know, as I say, you know, she had no right to do that after the run that she had. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we've shelved you. We've given you up, and I don't think you'll mind as long as she gets the money for you today, Wayne.
That's right, exactly. If we can, you know, get the thick end of the prize, it'll be a nice drive back up the highway back home.
Very quick trip home once you get the chockies.
Yeah.
Good on you.
To watch the footy.
So yeah, that's good. It. Yeah, go the Marines. Good on you, Wayne. Good to catch up, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Wayne Newton there with Blackberry.